myself. Who knows when I might need it? I'll just keep those things for me. But God, as we've just been thinking about, has been so generous to us, hasn't he? Given us so many good things to enjoy that he wants us to be like him, to be really generous with all the good things that he's given us. So let me pray and ask for God to help us and to change our hearts, to make us more like him as we look at his word together this morning. Heavenly Father, thank you for all the wonderful gifts that you have given us. Thank you for the world that we can enjoy and live in. Thank you for our homes and our families. Thank you for toys and money and time. Lord, we pray that you would help us this morning to think about how we can use the good things you've given us to serve others and to glorify your name. Amen. Amen. Well, we're going to be looking at Luke chapter 21. It was a really short passage. If you've closed up your Bibles, it's going to be really helpful if you can get them back open at page 743. And we meet two different people in the first two verses of this passage. As Jesus looked up, he saw the rich putting their gifts into the temple treasury. He also saw a poor widow put in two very small copper coins. Now, I need two volunteers who don't mind getting dressed up a little bit for us this morning. Yes, Samuel, up you come. And another volunteer. Oh, some eager volunteers down the front. Yes, let's have you, Hannah. Up you come. Wonderful. Let me come over here. We've got some outfits for you to wear over here. Samuel, would you mind being a rich man for us? If it looks like a wise man outfit from a nativity scene, you're just imagining things. I'm not reusing costumes here at all. Let's pop this over your head like that. There we go. Pop your arms through. This is a very grand outfit. Where are your arms going to go? There we go. Let's pop that on. Very colourful outfit for a rich man at the temple. We've got your arm through. There we go. Perfect. You turn around, everyone can see you. Very fancy. Very fancy. Hang on. You need a hat as well, because complete the outfit. That is... Oh, it's not going to fit. Your head's too big. No, there we go. Right, you go right to the front there. Perfect. Looking lovely in your rich clothes. The other character in our story is a poor widow. So you're a bit older. You hold on to a nice little walking stick there for us. And let's see what else I've got over here. Oh, we've got a bit of a blanket to go around you. That's it. There we go. We'll wrap that around your shoulders like that. So a poor widow. There we go. And our widow needs two small copper coins that she's going to hold like that. And our rich man is going to have a whole pot of money. Fantastic. Now, in the temple, there were 13 really big trumpet-shaped containers that when you went to the temple, you could put your money into. Now, you can only imagine, if you've got all these coins, the kind of noise that's going to make. Now, it was in a very public part of the temple, a place where anyone could come, and where everyone could see and hear what you were putting in to the collection that day. So, let's pretend we're there. And Samuel, I've got a metal tin. I couldn't find a big metal trumpet for you to pour your money into. But just pour that nice and slowly into here and see what kind of noise it's going to make. We'll keep going. Oh, yeah, that sounds brilliant, doesn't it? So you can imagine you're in the temple and you could hear all those coins going, ooh, look, he's putting in lots of money. Isn't he being really generous with all of his money? And then just in one corner, the poor widow barely notice it, did you? If you blinked, you'd have missed it. Two little coins just going in. Now, if you were looking on, you might have thought, well, who's been the most generous? Who might we think if we were just watching on at the scene? You might think that this rich man's been the most generous, mightn't you? Because he's there and he's put in all these coins. You heard them go clunk, 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 clunk. And then the widow in the corner, well, she's not got grand clothes on. She just put two little coins in. And you know what? Those two copper coins were the lowest value coins available. And they were about what you'd get for 5 minutes of labor in those days. So that's how little she had to put in. Well, let's give our volunteers a round of applause. Sam, you can keep that outfit on and go and sit back down. I will take this back from you. Thank you very much. Brilliant. Now, we can't tell just by looking at those two different people who had been more generous. We could tell who'd given more, the rich man had given more, but generosity isn't about the number of coins or the amount of money that you're actually able to give. Actually, you have to know how much they had to start with to know just how generous they'd been. Have a look at the next couple of verses of our passage with me. Verse 3. Jesus turned to his disciples and he said, I tell you the truth, this poor widow has put in more than all the others. Can you imagine how shocked they'd have been? They've just watched the rich people pouring in their coins and hearing all the coins going in. And then the poor widow with her two little coins that are barely worth anything. And Jesus said, she's put in more than all the others. Because all these people gave their gift out of their wealth, but she, out of her poverty, has put in all that she had to live on. She's given everything she had. So she's been really super generous. It just maybe didn't look like it from the outside. So we're going to learn a few top tips for giving from this passage this morning. And the first big top tip is don't compare. Don't compare. See, we don't know other people's situations and circumstances. We don't know how much other people earn or how much pocket money they get. We don't know all the ins and outs of their lives. We're very good at looking at the outside and going, oh, wow, haven't they done a great big grand gesture? But we're not necessarily good at seeing the heart. We don't know one another's lives and circumstances. So trying to compare ourselves to others when it comes to giving is just a really unhelpful thing to do. How do you think the widow in the temple might have felt as she put in her two small coins? How do you think she might have been feeling as she gave those two small coins? What do we think? Yeah. Yes, so she might have been worrying about how is she going to live because she's putting in all that she had. Yeah, so she might have been worried. You're right. Yes. Emma, can you shout out what you say? Yeah, she might be worried because she'd given everything she'd got. Yeah, you're right. She might have been worried. She might also have been thinking, oh, I don't look very good here, do I? I've not got very much to put in. Maybe she felt ashamed that she only had these two small coins to give. Maybe she felt embarrassed or not good enough. She'd seen all these rich people putting in all this money. She might have been embarrassed about what she could give. But Jesus sees what's going on in the heart. And he knew that this widow had been incredibly generous. She had given everything she had and she hadn't held a single thing back. But if you were stood next to her and you were one of the rich people, you might have felt pretty proud of yourself. You might have thought, well, look at her just putting in those two small coins. But look at me. Look how generous I've been. Haven't I been really generous with what I've got? It might even lead you to give less, to think, well, the smallest amount that I can give. What's the smallest amount I can give and still look really generous? Because, you know, people are going to hear all those coins going in. Actually, the coins that the rich man put in, if you look, there's lots of copper coins in there too. But he looked grand and impressive. So, first tip, don't compare. That's the problem, isn't it? When we make comparisons about how generous we're being or what other people are doing, actually, we just don't know people's situations and circumstances. The second thing is, don't give to be seen. Don't give to be seen. The widow who gave all that she had wasn't there kind of announcing her generosity, was she? She didn't shout out, look at me, everyone. I've only put in 2 small coins, but I've given everything. No, she was very humble about it. She was very quiet about it. And it's only because Jesus knew the woman that we get to learn just how generous she's been. There's another part of the New Testament where Jesus talks about giving. And he says this in Matthew chapter 6, verses 2 to 4. He says, when you give to the needy, do not announce it with trumpets. You know, don't go in and pour your coins in really noisily so everyone sees you. No. Truly I tell you, those who do that have received their reward in full. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be done in secret. So giving isn't something to show off about. It should be something between us and God, whether that's giving of our money or of our time or something else entirely. We shouldn't do it so that other people go, wow, aren't they great? We should do it as a heartfelt response to God's generosity to us. Now, in the temple, this was a bit tricky because they had these big containers that made lots of noise when you put your money in. But it wasn't impossible. There were ways to go about it. Now, one of the reasons we don't take a collection on a Sunday morning is because we want to guard against that temptation of giving to be seen, or people feeling like pressured to put money in. We want people to be able to come and enjoy receiving God's grace freely, knowing that we don't charge you to come in. There's no entrance fee to be here on a Sunday. Most people give to the work of our church online, through the bank, or via the church website, or they pop some money in the wooden box, which is just at the back of the church near the door as you come in. Lots of people don't even know that box is there, but if you ever do want to just give a small amount, there's a box there, and you can just pop it in, and no one will notice. Now, we're not necessarily great at stopping and saying thank you to God for all that is given to the church week by week and month by month through the bank. And so we're going to do that just now and stop and pray and thank our Heavenly Father for all the generous giving that is going on already in the life of our church. So let me pray and say a thank you prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you so much that week by week and month by month, there are so many people giving generously to the work of your church here at Holy Trinity Gateshead. Lord, thank you for the ways in which that money is being put to use to tell more people about Jesus. Lord God, please help us as a church to grow in our generosity and, Lord, to keep using all the good gifts that you've given us to glorify your name. Amen. Amen. Well, we're going to sing a song now, No One Is Good. It's got some great actions, this one as well. And then we're going to carry on thinking a little bit more about giving after we've sung this song. Let's stand to sing.
But I'm so glad you died and rose again.
Fantastic. What a mighty Saviour we have in Jesus. And just speaks of God's generosity to us, doesn't it? That we can't save ourselves, but God knew exactly what we needed, and he sent Jesus to be our rescuer. Now, I wonder if so far you've been sat there thinking this morning, what's giving really got to do with me? I'm too young to help with the work of the church, or I don't really have, I earn enough to be giving, or I'm not really sure I can spare anything. Or perhaps the amount that I'm able to give is just too small to be worthwhile. Maybe you've had some of those thoughts as we've been thinking about this passage this morning. Well, the third top tip for giving that we learn from the widow is give what you can. Give what you can. Now, did the widow at the temple have very much to give? Did she have very much to give? No, she had two of the smallest, least valuable coins. But that was what she had, and she chose to give them. She could have been tempted to think, well, I need all of this for myself, so I'm not going to give anything. Or, it's too small to make a difference. What's the point? But she knew that every little helps. Even her two small coins could make a difference. She wanted to play her part in supporting the work of God's kingdom. So she gave what she could. Every little really does make a big difference. Now, another part of the New Testament says this, 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7. Each of you should give what you've decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. Now, the first part of that verse is really important, isn't it? It says, each of you should give. Actually, it's something that as Christians, we should think about, prayerfully consider. Each of us should give what we've decided, what we feel able to. So, if you're a regular here at Holy Trinity, it's good and healthy to think about giving regularly to the work of God's kingdom here. There are no rules about how much or how little to give. Give what you can. And even if you're still at school, I wonder, how could you use or give of the things that God has given you? Now, it doesn't have to be money, does it? It might be that we want to share some of our toys with some others from church. Or perhaps you could give a little bit of your pocket money each week or each month to support Christian work. It's not too early to start thinking about how we use the gifts that God has given us. Let's pray for God to give us generous hearts like his. It's so easy to think of reasons to keep things back for ourselves, isn't it? Rather than to give them away. But what does that verse say? God loves a cheerful giver. And the final top tip for giving that we learn from this passage is to give sacrificially. Let's have a look again at verses 3 and 4. I tell you the truth, he said, this poor widow has put in more than all the others. All these people gave their gifts out of their wealth, but she, out of her poverty, put in all she had to live on. Now we're back to the question of who was more generous in their giving at the temple. And Jesus says very clearly, doesn't he, the person who was most generous was the one who actually gave the least. He had those two small coins because she gave everything she had. Now, generosity is not about the amount we give as a total, but how costly it is for us to give it. Now, I need three volunteers to come and help me. Yes, Pippa. Girl next to you, yes, come. That's right. Yeah. Yes, yeah, yeah. And yes, why don't you come up? Perfect. Right, just come and stand along the front here. And we have several wadges of real fake money. There we go. I'm going to give you this lovely wadge of real fake money and this one here. And you've come last and you've got the most here. Look at all that. Woohoo! Real fake money. Do you want to hold on to that for me? Perfect. So, at the start here, do you know how much money you've got there? Well, none really because it's fake, but it's £500 worth of real fake money. £200 worth of real fake money in the middle here, and £1,000 worth of real fake money on the end here. Now, from your £500, you've decided very generously to give £50 Do you think you could do that? You're counting that I've told you the right amount? So you've got to make sure that it's all there. Do you think you could give £50 of that away? Is there one missing? 450. I think there's 500, but it doesn't matter. Could you give me one of those lovely £50 notes? It's very generous. I know it's hard to give away. It doesn't want to come off. It's that difficult. There we go. Perfect. Just pull that one off there. Fantastic. So £500. She's given £50. That's very generous, isn't it? Wonderful. Now, Pippa, do you think you could give £50 from your £200? Thank you very much. And you've got £1,000 on the end there. Could you give me two of your notes? So we're going to give £100. There we go. Oh, you've given me 150. That's even more generous. Look at that. Wonderful. So let's have a think. We've got, at the start here, someone with £500 who's given £50. So they've given, anyone any good at maths? What's that as a percentage of the amount that they have? Does anyone know? Yes, someone over here. Yes. 10%. So they've given 10% of everything they have. You hold that up. Fantastic. Now, we have in the middle here £200 and someone's given £50 of it. What's that as a percentage of what they've given? Yes, at the back there. 25% of what they've had. And then at the end here, so this person has given the most. They've given £100 from their £1,000. But what's that as a percentage of what they've given? Any more maths? Yes. So it's 10%. So actually, although on the surface, this person on the end, they've given £100, they've given the most money, who's been the most generous from what they had? Pippa has been the most generous from what she had, but it is all fake money. So absolutely, you can't judge just by looking at the amount that's given, can you? How generous, because it's about how costly it's been to give it. If you've only got £200 to give £50, that's a real sacrifice, isn't it? Whereas if you've got £1,000 to be able to give £50, so it's still generous, but it's probably not as much of a sacrifice to be able to give that up. Let's give our volunteers a round of applause. You can take the fake money with you if you'd like to. That's a gift from me. Just don't try and spend it in the shops, would be my recommendation. Fantastic. So we want to be as generous as we can. And that might be thinking about, actually, what do we have and what can we give? That verse that we had a moment ago from 2 Corinthians, which talks about everyone giving as he's decided in his heart and being cheerful in how we give, have two fantastic verses either side of it. And they're going to come up on the screen for us now. First one says this: remember that whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. But whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Saying actually, when it comes to giving, sometimes we're tempted to think, oh, can I actually afford to give this away? But this verse encourages us, as we're generous, God is really generous to us as well. Verse 8 says, God is able to bless you abundantly, so that in all things at all times, having all you need, you will abound in every good work. So we can afford to be sacrificial in what we give because God loves a cheerful giver. Giving sacrificially is a great way to put our trust in God's provision and care and to recognize that all we have comes from Him. I just want to say, personally, there have been moments when Jenny and I have made decisions where, from a worldly point of view, it has made no sense. When we've had to take decisions that have meant earning less or doing things where actually, from a worldly point of view, a career point of view, it hasn't made sense. But God has been so kind and generous and has helped us every step of the way. And so I just want to testify to the goodness of God as we give generously, as we shape our lives generously, of how good He is and how faithful He is. Now, of course, we mustn't be reckless or foolish. The Bible often talks about 10% as a healthy baseline to think about for our giving. But we want to think about actually how generous we could be. And for the famous theologian, songwriter John Wesley, he had a principle where as he earned more money, he wanted to, instead of growing his standard of living, he wanted to grow his standard of giving. So he thought, actually, how much do I need to live on? So when he was earning £30 a year, which isn't very much, in his own time that was plenty. When he was earning £30 a year, he knew he needed £28 to live on. So he gave £2. But as his income went up, When he started earning £60 a year, he said, I can still live on £28 a year, so I'm going to give £32 away. And so he carried on. So he thought about, what is it that I actually need? And how can I give generously? How can I give my standard of, grow my standard of giving rather than my standard of living? So let's pray and think about that verse. Each of you should give what you've decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. Let me pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much that you have blessed us with so many good things. Lord, thank you for the homes that we're privileged to live in. Thank you for the toys that we have to enjoy. Thank you for the money that we have in the bank. And Lord, thank you that you have given us the privilege of sharing in your work by giving generously of those things to see other people coming to know and love you too. Lord, please would you help us indeed to be a church which decides to give not reluctantly or because we have to, but because we love you and we love to see your work growing and flourishing. For your name's sake, we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, brilliant. We're going to stand and sing a song that reminds us of God's incredible love and generosity to us. I stand amazed in the presence. Let's stand and sing.